entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for coming out tonight. That's right. That's right. Thanks for downloading this or listening to it live. Wherever you're consuming it, thank you for doing that. With me as always, a gentleman of sorts. And of sorts, I mean of no kind. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Doing good. Doing okay. It's all right.
It's just going to devolve into I'm miserable. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. Been here for 7 years. Anyway, Steven, how are you really? Is there anything good? Is anything good for you?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I like to hear. That's what everybody else expects. So that's why I like to hear it. Some of you may notice that we don't have one of our key members. One of the cornerstones of the DJ New Style Show. I wish I had an answer for you, but I have no idea why.
A buttress, if you will.
A definite buttress. A bleeding buttress of sorts. A balded. Completely bald. Buttress.
Bleeding
named
buttress.
Named Germ Freak. At the Germ Freak on Twitter, if you want to send a message his way and try to figure out why he might not be here. Why he's not here right now.
He hates us.
Steve, let me ask you this. Did he show up for last night's prep meeting?
No.
Did he say he wasn't going to be around?
No warning this time. Last time.
Could he be dead? Could he actually be dead?
Well, if he is dead, somehow he's going to haunt you and blame you.
Oh, Christ. You think he's going to really... You think, you know what? It's totally a possibility that if Frank dies, he will haunt me with glorious and proud displays of not knowing things. What a fucking horrendous eternity that would be. Can spirits haunt spirits? Like when I die and decide to pick the people I want to haunt, will he interrupt my hauntings?
Yes.
Fuck.
Absolutely.
God damn it. I just want to haunt in peace. Don't want to ask him, answer all these trivial questions about why can't people see me? Why can I only knock into flowers and scare people?
Do you really think he'll pick it up that fast? He won't even pick up haunting that fast. You could die 30 years after him.
Yeah, that's true. He'll get it when
he'll start asking you questions.
When everybody else figures it out. Goatweed in the chat room says, Frank MIA again. What a surprise. Well, you know, things happen. I did actually hear from him, so I know he's not dead, unless he's actually so advanced at haunting that he can control SMS messages. He texted me, and all I got back from him, Steve, do you think it was a... What's the nature of the message, in your own estimation? I want to see if you can get close to his intention in sending this text. What do you think he was trying to accomplish by texting me?
What's going on? Maybe that's like the most that he would say.
What's up? Oh, you think maybe in reply to something I sent, or maybe just to see about the show.
Well, who texted first? Him or you?
He texted me first. I didn't text him.
Oh.
I did leave a voicemail. I left a voicemail, but he did text. He initiated this texting transaction. But
then it has nothing to do with the show.
See, I thought it would, but I'm finding out that it absolutely didn't. He wrote, "Vermin are back."
Oh,
very distraught.
He's in a motel somewhere
and depressed. So I thought, oh my god, he missed last night's prep session. Totally redeemed himself by having a fucking vermin-ridden home. And we could just talk about that for, I don't know, 10 minutes and then see where it took us. But he is not, I guess, into doing the show I'm taking. I think he had some work done. He was talking about the Latinos that he was trying to impress by piping in mariachi music and providing
pizza. So that wasn't over with? I thought that was over with.
Well, I think it was over with, but I'm guessing they stirred up some shit or left a hole. Uh-oh. Or something, because the
vermin are going to be their fault.
Yeah, he's gonna find a way to blame them. It's never him. Like, the last time on the show that he mentioned he had rats or whatever the fuck he had, he calls them vermin. I'm pretty sure it was rats, but he can't come to terms with saying rats. He had some sort of vermin in his house, and the cause of it was that they were attracted to old, like, Nutrisystem food or something like that. Like, old food he had stored that he didn't even know he had. And the exterminator found it there. So it wasn't his fault, even though it was. So in this case, they're back for some reason, and he'll still find a way to have it not be his fault. It'll be the day laborers that were painting his house and turning light bulbs twice. Like, whatever he had done for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They open the hornet's nest.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
So I can't say that he didn't do anything for us, because he did give us this little update. You know, he has let us know that he is depressed. He actually wrote depressed.
I am depressed?
He wrote
just depressed. No, no. A word sentence.
Vermin are back, very distraught and depressed. That's all we got. Like a tweet-worthy text message. That was sent early today, so I figured, you know, okay, good. Actually, no. Really early today. He sent that at 6 a.m. I didn't notice until I took my my 10 o'clock shit at work.
Just picture Frank on, like a computer chair. Like, just his whole body up on the chair.
Yeah.
Just twirling around to look for different mice and rats coming his way.
Yeah, but always on the phone texting, just giving updates, pictures, no matter what the disaster is. Whether he's on a stretcher being carted to the hospital or he's keeping his toesies away from mice, he has to let someone know.
No, wait,
and
you
share
reply?
In his pain. No, I didn't reply.
Am
I a bad friend? Am I a bad friend that I didn't console my 40-plus-year-old fucking man friend? My friend who has a goddamn house and a family to defend? I didn't pat him on the back verbally?
The vermin problem is now on your head.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Because you didn't text him back.
Actually, it's on his head because he never leaves the fucking basement. That was his number one fear, that while he was down there working, they would fucking fall off the rafters and land on his head.
Then he'd open the door and be fucking a landslide of just paper and boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be great. Yeah. Yeah.
He couldn't dig himself out.
He stacked them up so much, left himself an ever shrinking, ever narrowing gap to get out of, that he eventually fucking just papered himself in there like the cask of the Amontillado or Yato, whatever the fuck it is. I don't even know. I read that shit in freshman year high school, and I figured I'd bring some literary reference in to try and intelligent. No, sorry. I apologize for that. But that's exactly what happened in that story, and that's why I tried to relate it to Frank. Just fucking papering himself into a goddamn hole that he can't get out of.
Telltale heart.
Okay, enough of that. It's enough of that, Steve. We won't be that show.
We can't be literary at all.
Yeah, so I mean, what I was going to say was, it's not as though he didn't do anything for us, because today he reached out to a celebrity that had agreed to do our show, but has not found the time to do it yet. And of course, I am talking about Danny Cooksey. Very famous child actor, voice actor, savior of the world, in Terminator 2. People want to diminish his role in Terminator 2 as the kid with the kind of mullet, the spiky mullet at the Galleria, who denied knowing John Connor to T-1000, threw him off his trail, gave him some breathing room, and, you know, essentially saved the fucking world. Okay,
he even told John Connor to run because the cops were coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he denied knowing John Connor. Didn't he live? He lived, didn't he? Or did he get killed?
I don't think he killed. Oh, man, I don't think he got killed.
Did he? Did the Terminator T-1000 kill him? I gotta watch it.
You know what? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that the T-1000 is no match for any character played by Danny Cooksey. Even you're young right. Sam McKinney. in Thanks, different Sam. Strokes. The Southern boy with musings and clever stories about fucking redneck uncles and fucking goddamn dogs. I don't know.
You might love him more as Budnick.
Budnick, very good. Well, anyway, he reached out to him because he hasn't been on the show. He said he would do it a couple weeks ago. Went on vacation. Just we lost touch. And Frank writes to him, to Danny Cooksey. Why are you? This is what he wrote.
My God.
Why are you not responding to DJ Newstyle? He used to have a poster of you above his bed. But like so accusatory and so just out there and
like,
mean.
Like Frank, wait, hold on a second. He lays on a guilt trip. Like he also lays on like a condescending tone.
Yeah.
And who is Frank to even talk to this dude like that?
Yeah.
I mean, he's fucking Budnick. He's Keith from Invader Zim.
There you go. And I got a direct message from him. A direct message, folks, is also known as a DM. Danny Cooksey said that he next week he's going to try and be on next week. So have your questions ready. If you want to tune in live next week, we'll probably have a celebrity on the goddamn show. No big deal. Anything like that. No big deal. Okay? No, he didn't just say try to be on. He said, let me read it to you, Goatweed. Here's what he said. Actually, he did fucking say, let's try. he said, let's shoot for next week if that works for you. Just shoot me a reminder around Sunday, Monday.
Danny Cooksey likes shooting.
I have a feeling Danny Cooksey's going to be a pretty cool, down-to-earth person. I mean, he's wearing some kind of a hat and smoking a cigarette, if it's a cigarette, in his Twitter avatar. I think he's pretty...
I want to see this picture.
Pretty cool dude. Twitter.com/Danny Cooksey. In any event, Steve, we do have a show planned here. And
really?
We do, actually. We really do. A few things this weekend. I am now officially 32 years old. Day after last week's show was my birthday. Amanda planned a great weekend. We went to New York, had some dinner, went out to a restaurant that we both like. It's very good. And the following day, we went to the location of the Hear Us Talk Labor Day Bash, Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Oh.
For some gambling and some drinking and some eating.
Did you gamble?
Yes, I did.
What'd you play?
Let me break it down day by day, Steve.
All right.
And keep in mind, I'm with Amanda, okay? Amanda's not a table gamer.
Oh.
Amanda doesn't like to be left alone while she's gambling.
I guess she doesn't understand math.
Amanda is actually very adept at math. She's very, very good at math.
Then explain to her the math that if you don't play table games, you're going to lose all your money no matter what.
I don't think that matters. I really don't think that matters to her. We do have a caller here. And if you would like to call the show, the number is 316-768-4472. Caller, you're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this?
It's Frank, Germ Freak.
Oh, what's going on, Frank?
Nothing. I just wanted to. I just want to. It's showtime, isn't it?
It's actually been showtime.
I apologize. I've had a rough couple days.
I kind of told people about the heroics of you reaching out to Danny Cooksey, and I've also I've also clued into to some of your peril at the text you sent me at 6 a.m.
I've been in dire straits for the last couple days.
First of all, you sound out of breath, and you sound like half a man at this point.
You sound defeated.
Yeah.
I think I am defeated.
By vermin?
A couple years ago, I had an infestation in my dwelling, and I thought it was under
Don't
control.
Call it a dwelling. Call it a house. When you say dwelling, it makes it sound like you've slapped a couple rocks together and found a fucking plywood sheet
my
for your roof.
Too. My lean-to.
Yeah.
And my wife was in the unfinished part of the basement yesterday, and lo and behold, she saw one, you know, running across the ledge like she did.
She didn't just see droppings. She saw the fucking thing. Oh, man.
So as you can tell, I've been depressed the last couple of days.
So did you comfort her? She was frightened, obviously.
I mean, more skeeved than frightened, I guess. But
how did she break it to you? Because you are
well,
frightened.
Well, I was. It was. I heard her say shit, and then I said what? And then she came out and told me, and I'm sick over it, and I'm depressed, and I'm distraught, and I'm just very unhappy right now. I'm very sad and sick over it. You know,
what kind of vermin was it, Frank?
Probably a field mouse.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
It wasn't a normal mouse?
What was it? What was the vermin last time that you had this problem?
It was a mouse sometimes. Some people say it may have been a rat. But
You did take a picture of it and showed me it.
Yeah.
That was a fucking rat that you had. You had a goddamn rat in your house.
But when you use the term rat, you know, first thing you think of is the Norway rats that you see in the fucking railroad tracks in New York. It's not. They're not talking about those kind of, you know, we're talking about like a field rat. You know what I mean?
A field rat.
We're not talking about, you know, a fucking New York City.
No, there's no field rat, Frank. No, it's a Norway rat.
Let's take a look at a field mouse. Rat. Field rat. A rice field rat. Is there a rice field by you, Frank?
And I'm sure those are only in, like, China and Japan.
Actually, you know what? A field rat, it kind of looked like that. Yeah, but it's still a rat. let me just say, Frank, I thought you threw out all the Nutrisystem food or whatever. What were they eating last time? I thought it was like old diet.
It was Nutrisystem food.
And did you get rid of it all?
Yeah, there's nothing in that crawl space and basement for them to eat. There's nothing in there. And why are they coming in the summer? Usually they come in the winter. You know,
Is your house air conditioned?
Of course it's air conditioned.
Yeah, so it's cool in your house.
Not rainy either. It's been raining a whole lot too. Actually, Frank, did you just have work done at your house? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were you making passively racist gestures like playing Latino music for these Spanish day laborers?
There was nothing racist about it. I put on music for them to enjoy.
But you put Spanish music on and said, this is music you'll enjoy.
I asked them what station you listen to when you talk, and I put it on. What is your correlation?
Do you think that maybe you insulted them, and to get you back, they dropped a rat in your unfinished basement?
No, no, because they were never even in the basement.
Interesting. How do you know? Would you watch them? You watched them the entire time?
Yeah, there was no reason for them to go in the basement. Everything was done above grade.
What if they went to where the window is in the basement and just fucking threw them in the little gully and they squeezed
their way
in? I don't
think so. First of all, I bought them lunch. I bought them a pizza.
Okay, so you're ruling them out because you gave them a couple slices of pizza. So they're clean.
A whole pizza, actually, with pepperoni.
Interesting. So now what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Frank?
Well, this is, you know, the guy was just here tonight. That's why I'm late. The guy just left. The exterminator just left a couple minutes ago. What happened was, you know, he put the bait in and everything. But, you know, you could put all the bait in the world you want. Unless you find that source where they're coming in at.
The hole.
It's moot.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is, he said to me, he said, listen, Frank, you know what? And he went down on his knees into the crawl space and got down and dirty, looked everywhere, you know, down and dirty. Who was that?
DJ Rob.
DJ Rob. And he said, you know, Frank, I don't see any entryway, but there could be a spot where I just cannot see, and they could be coming in there. You may never find the spot. He says, the only thing you can do is pest control is you know, you may not exterminate it, but at least you can control it, and that may be how I have to live for the rest of my life.
Get a trap and just leave it there forever.
There are traps, but we have traps, you know,
you get a guy and
prevent them from coming in.
Yeah, well, you get a guy and he refills the little poison cube.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing, you dummy.
We
put traps in. Traps. He put these little packets all over the place with green stuff in it.
Do you care if they die?
Of course not.
Okay, this is what you do. You take a 5-gallon pail or like one of those buckets that people.
This works, by the way. Pay attention.
One of those, you know, big like party buckets that people
like the Home Depot spackle bucket.
Yeah, just a big fucking deep bin. It's got to be deep
and
not shallow. All you do is you put that down, fill it a quarter of the way, maybe a third of the way, and then put a little
with
piece
water.
Of wood.
Just with water.
With water. Then you put a little piece of wood, like a plank that goes from the ground into the water that they drowned in. And then you throw like fucking peanuts or whatever into the water, like a bunch of nuts, all different mixed nuts, whatever you want to do. Go to
Wait, explain
Stop
this
and
to
Shop
me,
and
okay,
throw
Frank,
it in there.
Here's how
explain
it goes.
Explain to me like a layperson.
Okay. Well, he couldn't possibly dumb that down anymore. He basically said bucket and stick. So let me see if I can try to make this any more plain. Frank, are you familiar with like a Home Depot bucket?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
A spackle bucket, something like that.
Right. So I
empty
fill it up halfway with water.
No. About a quarter of the way. Quarter of the way. Okay, with water. Throw peanut shells and peanuts, some kind of nuts in there, maybe like a little cheese ball.
Inside the water, mix
inside
it up.
Inside the goddamn water, Frank.
Yeah, floating on top of the
That's
water
right.
inside the bucket.
And then you take a piece of wood, a small piece of wood, almost a dowel, but like an inch thick, and you angle it up like a little footbridge.
You could put a 2x4. Huh. It could be a 2x4. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And then
a ramp to the inside of the bucket.
Okay, sure.
Try to jump
but does the end of the ramp have to be flushed with the lip of the bucket?
Oh,
you don't want
just
that.
As long as they can see the bait and jump at the bait and
like
fall
a diving
in the water
board.
Yes, like a diving board.
But like a stationary platform in the Olympics. It's not like a springboard, Frank.
Yeah. So it goes from floor to bucket, and they look and they see the shit they want, and they jump in. And they try to get it. They can't get out. They drown. You fucking dump it in the neighbor's yard and then do it again until you fucking don't see him for a week. And that's it. Keep doing it.
And then just check it. Yeah, check it every day. Yeah,
but I'm scared to check it.
What do you mean you're scared to check it?
I'm a scare. Oh, I mean, it's scary.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do to you?
Because what if they're still alive and then I put my head over the bucket to look at it and they come after me?
The thing is, they can't walk away.
If you get five hours and it'll eventually die and then you come back and it'll be dead.
Here's the thing. Frank is worried that they're going to jump out and get him. Like they're going to wait in the bucket and not jump out to escape and live. They're going to just wait until they see a bald head hovering over so they can tack their teeth into his fucking face.
They'll spit acid at
right into his bald fucking forehead. Give it a shot. I mean, who gives a shit? You're scared. What are you more scared of? Them walking on the rafters and losing their footing and falling on your face? And jumping down and landing on your fucking head? Or running over your feet while you're working in that basement? Oh, wouldn't
you know
that
what?
Be bad?
And what happened is, you know, over the last couple months or so, I have a drop ceiling in my basement, and I've been hearing things. But I say to myself, you know, well, there's nothing here, so it must be like, you know, water going through the pipes.
Oh, what do you hear, like? Like that? Like?
Yeah.
Like little feet scurrying?
Those and also could be big spiders, Frank.
I said to myself, you know, what could it be? And lo and behold, that's probably what I've been hearing. And
let me tell you something, Frank. I've learned a lot from the exterminator that I had in my house when we had a little bit of a problem that we had taken care of. I learned that they like to slide their bodies. They can get in small holes because they like to slide their bodies. That's what he told me. And if you take a black light wherever they've been, you'll just see all these little streaks because they slide their bodies and they pee and they leave urine wherever they go. So wherever you hear these things, there's rat piss. Now, there's trails of rat piss because they slide their genitals and their fucking their dicks all over the and they piss wherever they go. They leave piss trails everywhere. And you can't determine it. You don't know where it is because you can't smell it or see it. It's just that's how the rats know where to go. They follow that. And it becomes this fucking well-worn piss path all over your house. And so if you can't clean that up, you have a hard time getting rid of them because they keep smelling that shit. So make sure that along that sill where you saw them, he was probably sliding his body and peeing all over. Do the bucket thing, Frank. Come on.
I will.
You're scared. Do you work in the basement still now? Or are you just...
Holy shit!
What?
Danny Cooksey responded to me.
Well, and?
That's what we just said.
Oh.
We actually said that before you called that. Not only that, he sent me he sent me a direct message, Frank, and said that he would be he wants.
And that
to
was because of me. Me sending him that message is what caused him to send you a DM. Would you admit that?
I already did.
I didn't hear it.
That's right, because you weren't here when the fucking show started, Frank.
Well, I apologize, but I had an exterminator here.
Well, fuck you. It's not because of you, then. I'm taking it back. I gave you a compliment, and you demanded that I give you a compliment, and I already gave you, and you didn't even hear it.
Oh, I'm
damn
sorry.
It. I mean, people like J. Mark Inman and Goatweed and fucking Survivor Dude, Tommy Pantera, heard it.
J. Mark Inman's here?
Of course. Huge
J.
fan.
J. Mark Inman, you're going to audition for the next roundup or what?
You know, he's typing in text, and you can't see the text, so I don't know why you're bothering to talk to him.
Can you see the text?
I'm not going to fucking be the third party.
So if you see the text, you can say
I'm not your relay service. Jesus, Frank. You need to get yourself together, first of all. That's what you need to do. Are you still working in your office?
Of course I work in my office.
Aren't you worried about them? Like, creeping
you know
over
what?
Your toes?
I'm trying to be a man about it.
Good. Did you happen to hear about a guy that was infecting people with hepatitis, Frank, in the news recently?
No.
There was a hospital employee who was hooked on painkillers that would steal the syringes, inject himself, and then fill them up with whatever else and put them back.
Oh, my God.
And he worked at, like, hospitals in, I think, 15 different states and infected countless people and it because he had hepatitis. So these people are going in there just to get, you know, their painkillers or they're there for whatever reason in the hospital, and they get a shot, and they're getting this dude's fucking hep. And,
wow.
That's that. That's their life now.
Did they find the guy?
Yeah, yeah. They have him.
Okay.
It's all alleged at this point.
Is this hep? Which hep is it? B, C, A? Which is it?
I think it was B. I'm not sure.
Isn't C the bad one?
I'm not sure. It might be C. I don't know what it is. But is there a good hepatitis, Steve?
No, I mean the worst. The worst one.
Yeah, it was actually hepatitis Z. It actually gives you a bigger dick and makes your balls weigh 15 fucking ounces more. Very bad news. Like,
you know that Pamela Anderson has hepatitis C, don't you?
Yeah, and she also has fucking 30 extra years than she should. Yeah, wait, you're not aware who that is, Steve?
No, I didn't hear the name.
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
Frankie 1995 decided to bring up a reference. Frank, let me ask you this. Were you ever a fan of her look?
Absolutely.
You were?
Oh, my God.
I think we all were.
I think so. Really? You weren't? Why not?
No.
I know I had some pictures printed out of her that I... that I had to print out on a fucking Epson color printer. And it had an advertisement for a BBS on it because I had to download it with my fucking modem. Because that's how long ago she was like the hot chick. It was like 92, 94. That's how long ago it was. We didn't have broadband internet, and the World Wide Web wasn't that fucking easy to get to for people with a fucking 14.4 modem.
So everyone just jerked off the Baywatch?
Anthony Kiedis, do you know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Keith Richards,
no.
Steven Tyler.
Yes.
All have hepatitis C.
Interesting.
Wow, really?
Germ Freak from the DJ New Style show? Hepatitis C.
Frank, do you have like a list of like celebrities that you don't want to shake hands with, but you want to meet?
Would you shake hands with Pamela Anderson?
I don't know. Would you? That's a good question.
Probably not.
Is it catchy?
I think so. I mean, yeah, it's not like.
So how is it that people are not afraid to be with her then?
To be with her. Why wouldn't you just say it, Frank? You're not. This isn't fucking Reading Rainbow. You can say whatever you want. I don't know. Maybe they already have it. What are they going to complicate it? Make it like twofold? Tommy Lee probably had it. He doesn't give a shit.
Took videos of him getting it.
Probably no. Probably giving it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. The wedding. His wedding gift was hepatitis. Yeah. I don't know, Frank. It's tough. I'm gonna just say this. It's tough when you're in another. Your mind is in another place, Frank. I know that. I know your house is essentially overrun with pests and vermin. Are your kids aware of this?
Yes.
Are they frightened?
They're not as frightened as I am.
How the fuck embarrassing is that? You're supposed to be stoic example of masculinity behind the fucking.
The exterminator was here about a half hour ago, and I said, "Listen to him." I says, "Do you hear that?" And he said, "I hear something." And then he played a joke on me. He took his flashlight and tapped the back of my leg, and I screamed. And my son Luke said to his fellow Xbox player, "My father just screamed like a girl."
Oh, he actually told a stranger on Xbox Live that he was chatting.
Yeah, just screamed like a girl.
Was he playing a first-person shooter while doing this?
Yeah, he was playing World of Warcraft, or I don't know what the fuck it is.
World of Warcraft on
something.
Xbox.
I don't know what game it was.
Jesus Christ, Frank! So
we need Frank to get on the. Video.
Yeah, your son actually when you went fishing when you took him fishing with us, he actually made jokes about you being afraid of worms.
Right.
So did your daughter.
Yeah, your son and your daughter did this.
Right.
Why don't you just let off a fucking smoke bomb like Goatweed suggested? Just put a tent over the entire house. Just fucking throw smoke bombs in there and let it go.
Yeah, I honestly thought you were in a motel or something at this point.
Yeah.
With reinfestation.
Have you ever had a vermin in your home, Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in there right now.
Yes, I am occupying my house.
No, seriously.
No, not an infestation. I mean, I get like maybe a mouse every couple of months.
Yeah, Frank, define infestation, because I think you might be overreacting.
Yeah.
Infestation is when you have many of the same item in your dwelling.
And you have many?
Well, where there's one, there's more, right? You'll certainly admit to that.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's true. I mean, maybe a fucking stray rat found its way in.
I'm just sick over this, really.
You're sick over it, Frank? What are you going to do? What are you just fucking man up?
Are you physically sick?
Yeah, I'm physically sick. I have pains and everything.
Pains? Where? What's hurting you right now, Frank? Are you sick to your stomach? Do you have
the bite marks on his dick are actually hurting him?
Ass bleeding.
And I'm afraid. You know, the worst fear you have is that the kid's the thing's gonna in the door of the night. He's gonna come and like eat your throat or something like that.
Because you wouldn't wake up if something was just randomly eating your throat in the night.
Yeah, something with a centimeter mouth is going to eat your throat.
I'm sure there's been people who live in the urban areas or whatever who've woken up and had like a vermin crawling across them.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
But not
sure.
Halfway into your throat.
They're not going to eat – one fucking rat is not going to eat your throat. It requires like an Indiana Jones movie worth of fucking rats – to be eaten before you notice. Jesus Christ.
Be careful what you wish for, because it may come true.
Frank, have you ever seen the movie Willard?
Of course I saw it with Crispin Glover.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surprised Frank would continue to watch.
Why did you watch Willard? Is it because of the Smashing Pumpkins song and the fucking soundtrack?
I didn't know that was in there, but I watched it because, you know, it was a free movie. It stars Crispin Glover, who was, of course, as we all know, on the program
Mr. McFly,
Back to the Future.
Sure. And the David Letterman appearance, which was legendary.
Right, which she tried to kick him. But
Frank,
you know,
we have something big lined up next week. Danny Cooksey said he wants to shoot for next week. I just have to let him know Sunday and Monday, and he said he'll be happy to call in.
I'd like to talk to Danny Cooks. I'm a big fan of his.
What is your favorite work that he's there?
I like when he was on The Terminator.
Yeah? What was his role?
He was the kid with the long hair on The Terminator.
What did he do specifically? Because we just mentioned this. What was the thing that he did?
Well,
very pivotal plot point.
Yeah, what happened was when he was on the Terminator movie back, I think it was 1992 or something. You know, he played a pivotal part, and
because
he was very good at it. And
no,
he
really
enjoyed it.
He was. No.
What was pivotal in the story?
What was so cool about what he did?
Yeah, I'm also a fan of that. He does a lot of voiceovers for cartoon work as well. I think.
Oh, which cartoons?
I think like Kick Bukowski and stuff like that.
Kick Bukowski.
Yeah.
Kick
Bukowski. He, you know, but he, you know,
is it safe to say that you have no idea what the fuck he does other than Different Strokes? Is it safe to say that?
I did see him on a Merv Griffin show one time where really? he was dancing with a cowboy hat on.
If you bring that up, I would love that.
Yeah, this had to be like fucking like early 80s. He was on the Merv Griffin show with a cowboy hat, and he was dancing.
This guy has been in Terminator 2. He's been on Salute Your Shorts, Different Strokes, and all you can remember is a fucking one-off appearance on the Merv Griffin show where he happened to have been wearing a cowboy hat. What kind of a fucking – that's a creepy thing to hold on to.
Well, you know
he was
what?
Like four, I think. Wasn't he? He was really little, Frank, and you were not. Why did that stick with you?
It just does sometimes, you know?
Creepy.
It just does.
Creepy. So that's something to look forward to next week. It's great when we have something to look forward to. We get to promote it, and then, you know, people show up for it, and they're very excited. Just like last week when you laid it out there that we're going to have an awesome game for tonight. Guess what it is tonight?
You know
we're gonna
what?
Have an awesome game tonight. We told everybody last week
because of new circumstances.
What?
I was unable to put that together at the. But
what,
I will.
What are you talking about?
What new circumstances?
Well, I was planning on putting that together this evening, but unfortunately the exterminator was running late, and
should I play Cats in the Cradle, Frank? Should I do that?
Blue and the Man on the Moon.
What? But we'll have a good game then.
You know we'll have
just
a good
broken promises.
Game
nothing but broken promises
I
out of you.
I promise I will have two games.
Oh, can we have a catch, Dad? Oh, maybe another time, son. Oh, you're old now and you don't give a fuck about me?
I have two games lined up, and one of them is a game that I would like to discuss with you. Perhaps I think it would be very fun. It's a game that I don't think anybody has ever played before.
So
but
what is it? Just say.
I'm not going to say because somebody's going to steal it, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay. So are you saying that next week we'll have
next
a game?
Next week we'll have two. We'll have Danny Cooksey and two games.
No.
Two games and Danny Cooksey.
No.
It'll be a goddamn carnival of radio fun.
No. Only if Danny Cooksey is involved in the games, but.
He's not going to want to be a part of our fucking Bush League games. Exactly. Stop it.
Exactly.
Hollywood royalty, Danny Cooksey.
If he calls
Stop
him,
it.
There won't be any games at all.
Because I mean, he'll be on as long as he wants to be on, and then if we have any time, maybe we'll be able to talk about why you didn't prepare your game for next week. Frank, I'm disappointed. You promised.
I had good intentions, and I know the game. I'm like,
what? Wait, you know, what kind of good intentions did you have?
That I was gonna do it, but I had, you know.
Next week, I'm giving everybody $1 million. I have great intentions, but no ability or capacity to make it happen.
If I don't do the game next week, I will. I'll do something embarrassing.
Okay. If next week we don't have which game?
The game. Well, I don't know if I want to give it away. The game that we discussed.
The one that we discussed that you planned for today.
Yes.
If we don't do that game.
If we don't do that game, I'll do something embarrassing.
Of our choosing.
Yes.
Steve, you and I will choose something embarrassing. If Frank lets us down again with this one game. He's already let us down once.
No, this is the first time I let you down.
That's what I just said. You've already let us down once. If you let us down again with this game, we will choose your embarrassing fate.
Right.
We may make you go out in public and do something and apologize, perhaps, to people who have no idea what you're apologizing for. We may make you wear something. I don't know.
It won't come to that, so it really don't spend too much time thinking about it.
I don't know. Maybe another, maybe a little creepy crawly scares you and prevents you from putting the game together.
Aww. We're going to have to go to a pet adoption place and see the snakes.
Why don't you just get a cat? Get a cat.
You ever hear of the term allergy?
Oh, okay. Well, right now, it seems like you're allergic to testosterone.
You know, there's people who have cats, and they have these cats strictly to utilize them to catch mice.
Like a tool. They're a goddamn appliance. That's what they are.
And it's like all these cats do is eat mice. That's all they do.
That's it. That's it. You know what? And they don't ever have to have this conversation with their friends about how they're terrified. And actually, your quote was, very distraught and depressed. They never have to text that to their friends in reference to mice and rats being in their house. Because they have a fucking living appliance that they can create and they can get and they can fucking train.
All right, I have a question for Frank. What kind of dog do you have right now?
What Maltese. Breed?
A bald Maltese.
How old is it?
1,000.
He was born in 1998.
So it's 14.
Wait, so what was the question, Frank? What was the question?
I can't figure out an age without figuring out what year the person was born.
How old is your oldest daughter?
She was born in 1999.
You don't know your kid's fucking age?
I don't know it. I just know the year that they were born.
Frank, what is the age
of your
oldest son?
My son was born in 2004.
And how old are you?
Well, I know I'm 42.
Oh, that's good. You know yours. You don't know anybody else's. How old am I?
You were born in 1980.
Dude, he's 32. He just said, man.
Oh, but he wasn't around.
That's true.
He was begging a real man to fix his problems.
Excuse me, Pablo. Pablo.
Pablo.
Radio too.
Yeah.
Can you catch the rat? What station?
Is this the same exterminator, Frank?
Yes.
It's your buddy now, right?
He's not my buddy, but he's somebody that.
He's practically a fucking friend of the family at this point.
I should have him call into the show.
You know what? He's been over your house more times than probably some of your family. Is that right?
Of course.
There you go. So he's practically a fucking family member. Yeah, you should have him call in. I'd love to hear from an exterminator. I'm of the opinion that a good guest is somebody who has a fucking job that we don't know about. So a job that we know exists that we
what
occasionally
job
rely
is,
on.
Is out there that what is an occupation of somebody that you would like to speak with,
I want to talk to the guy who puts that fluorescent orange X on the deer that are dead on the side of the road. I want to talk to that guy.
The guy with a spray can for the
because he's obviously traveling in a truck that he could just throw the fucking deer into, but his responsibility is to just spray paint an X.
I'm offended by something that you did actually.
Sorry, what was that?
On your Facebook, you have your cover is of a deceased squirrel, is that correct?
A deceased squirrel, yeah. It's a dead squirrel.
Why is that funny?
I don't understand. It isn't funny.
Why do you put that on there? For some type of reaction from people? Some type of shocking value of some sort? Or
I didn't have anything that would look good, so I decided...
You felt a rigor mortis squirrel is something that's good.
You know what? You know, the reason is, Frank, a lot of people take that banner... image or whatever you want to call it. What do they call it? The fucking logo, the cover image, cover photo. They take it too seriously. They take a landscape picture.
It's
a beach. So I just took a shitty picture of a dead squirrel and diminished the cover photo.
So what you're doing is this is sort of like an inside joke between yourself. You're trying to this is almost the same. This is almost the same situation where you had commented on the photo of a friend's kid, and you said "nice jacket." What you're doing is a very
no. That is not what I meant with that.
It's almost because what you meant by that is you're saying to people, "Go fuck you, people. I don't give a fuck about your fucking cover art."
That's not true. That's absolutely not true. And let me tell you why. When I wrote "nice jacket," I saw the picture, and I thought it went without saying that it's a nice picture. The thing I wanted to comment on was the jacket that they got for their kid, which was like a miniature fucking Eskimo jacket. I thought it was really cool because, you know, you're going to have that jacket for, what, 3 weeks, and then the kid's too big for it? So it's a nice commitment. I thought complimenting that would mean something, but apparently
it means
people like you. Apparently, people like fucking you think, "Oh, what an asshole!"
Because you didn't want to. Everybody was saying how cute the kid was, so you didn't want to say how cute the kid was and give the satisfaction. So you'd say, "All right, I'm not going to say I'll say something about the picture, but I'm not going to say what everybody else said. I'm going to say something totally different."
Here's the thing: it's people like you that that ruin sentiment. That's what it is. Now, my cover photo is a complete fuck you to the idea of having to have
a
cover
photo. That's what it is,
the fuck you. It's a fuck you to having to have a cover photo. You can't not have a cover photo.
I didn't even know I had a cover photo until I put balloons on there, and then I figured I had a cover photo. I didn't even know I had one.
Before, you didn't have to have one. Now you have to.
Yeah.
And I didn't want one. So what I did was I put a fucking dead squirrel on it. 316-768-4472.
This is Naveed.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Naveed. I'm a servant of J. Mark Inman. He asked me to call.
I know exactly who this is. This is Naveed. This is J. Mark Inman's...
I'm a servant.
Yep, Indian guy.
Is this J. Mark Inman himself?
That's right.
J. Mark, how you doing, buddy? How you been?
No, this is Sadiq.
Oh. Just a normal conversation.
Yeah, it would be great if we could.
He
somehow
tells me to tell Germ Freak to get a peanut butter and put it and slap it onto a mousetrap.
Peanut butter on a mousetrap.
Yeah, I have all that. I have them already.
He's never tried that.
Yeah.
J. Mark Inman, is there ever going to be a time where we break through your shell? And just have a conversation with you and not one of your weird characters or your weird voices. I guess not. I guess
all right, all right. Here I am.
Oh my god, he's actually him. Thank you for checking it out, by the way. Tonight was a pleasant surprise to see you in the live chat room.
What have you been up to, J. Mark?
Very curious.
I'm trying to make a movie, actually, I think.
You're making a movie.
That's in my mind right now. Yeah, it's like in my mind right now. You know, I kind of want to like, because I've been thinking, you know, I could make an album. I could make a music album.
Yeah.
And like, I'll release it and no one's going to buy it. You know, like no one's going to see it. No one's going to hear it. No one's going to do anything with it. But if I made like a musical, like a movie, and then I just like popped it on YouTube, then everybody's going to see it and everybody's going to want to buy the music.
So wait, everybody will see it on YouTube, but... Because it's free, right?
Yeah.
But why don't you just make the album free?
Because still people don't consume music like they used to.
Okay.
You know?
Fair point.
Like, I think it has to have a visual element.
Why don't you, so you're combining the two with a musical.
Yeah, I want to make a musical.
Steve, we have you back, Steve. Sorry, I got a little excited when I saw the phone call.
All good. I goaded J. Mark to call in, I guess.
Nice.
Yes, thank you.
Still, by the way, still no sign of that Purple Pills cover, Steve.
Oh, yeah, that's rare.
Yeah.
That's really like rare.
Mark, you did a video where you were dancing by your automobile. Is that correct?
There is that. That exists, yeah.
Now, I watched that video, and are you aware that you could see your license plate in that video? Does that bother you?
Yeah, I guess so. It's probably not a good thing.
if that's even his car, right?
Are you going to be auditioning for the next round of American Idol, or American Factor, or X Factor?
I auditioned and I got all the way through to right before the judges round, and they didn't call me back. So
don't you think that this? That it's wrong for putting that Demi Lovato on there. She's only fucking 18 years old. She hasn't had enough
experience. I think she's cute, and I think she has a lot of cute fans. And so if like her fans saw me on TV, I think like 10 years from now, that'd be really good for me.
Yeah,
because Ken's a big fan of hers.
No, I'm not. I am not a fan of hers. I don't think she's cute. I don't think she's talented. I don't think anything of her.
You know what, J. Mark? I salute your ability to look forward.
Yeah, thanks.
Because you're seeing past like age of legality too, and waiting on that, aren't you?
Right. I mean, if you look at like right. David Bowie when he did Labyrinth.
It's true.
And that's his. That, he was like 50.
Wow. But like, that was like years in her early 20s. Like 14-year-olds.
Yeah, he was like thinking, you know, when I'm like 60.
Yeah, J. Mark Inman.
Be all like, I saw Labyrinth and I loved it.
He's planting seeds that if he just tried to pick the fruit, he would be a pedophile. But he's planting seeds so that he can enjoy young fruit in his a young legal fruit in his old age.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, I'm single now. Who knows 10 years from now? But, you know.
Now,
not a bad idea.
Mark, in your music video you did, "I Have No Life" by J. Mark Inman, is that a shopping plaza near your house somewhere or what?
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Are you trying to like triangulate his position, Jeremy?
No, they can. I'm pretty open. Like, I don't really care.
No. I think I know he's from New England, but I don't know specifically because I think he mentions it when he's on the show, like where they're from or something.
Actually, you know, J. Mark Inman, the last time we had you on, you said that you would show up to one of our events.
I would. You said Labor Day, right?
Labor Day, we are going to take Atlantic City, New Jersey by storm.
Really?
Yes.
That's a long drive for him, though, man.
I think he'd make
it. It's a bit far, but I might be able to do it.
Would you?
And it's AC.
And let me tell you something.
I'm not 100% promising because, like, okay. I'm forgetful and things, but
okay.
I would like to do it. And I'm going to try my best.
Here's what you can do.
Put it in.
You and everybody else can go to facebook.com/hearustalk and check out our events and say you're going or say you're not going. It'll remind you. It'll keep it on your calendar. Keep it in your field of vision. And I really applaud you for not just outright promising it. As Germ Freak has done with this game that is never going to happen.
Mark, let me ask you a question. I know it's old news, but the last X Factor. Do you think the appropriate person won that?
No, I don't mind saying that out loud either because I think it would be like against my personal belief if I thought that she if I really really thought that she was I'd say she was.
So yeah, who should have won?
Out of the three top acts, it should have been Josh Kratchik, but I think that the successful person is the successful person, and it just shows that Chris Renee is the one who probably should have won. You know, like, he's the guy I was rooting for. He's the one who actually writes his own music. I think I write better than he does personally, but
wow.
I do.
Don't you have more respect for singers who write their own music? Because I mean, that's a real talent, writing music.
I agree.
I think he's a great musician. I thought he's one of the best people there. He and I got along very well. And I think that it's great that his talent is shining through, even though he didn't win. And I think it just goes to show you that there's more to being an original, unique artist than just being like that cookie cutter. I really think that they picked the cookie cutter artist, and that kind of disappointed me because all the rhetoric behind it was the opposite.
Are you upset that Nicole Scherzinger is no longer a judge?
You know, I really only I met her briefly. I liked her. I thought she was really cool. But I mean, judges. I'm not upset over that. Yeah. I think that she's good, but
she looks as though she would smell like a mixture of anchovies and olives.
I can't figure out which one.
No, actually, she smells pretty. She's got a nice perfume on, and you know.
You remember her scent?
Maybe for TV.
I don't think anchovies and olives is a good description of her smell at all.
Maybe part.
So, J. Mark, you remember her smell?
Yeah, it's quite fruity.
J. Mark, do you have a regular 9-to-5 job?
Right now, I am actually starting to teach piano.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
It's not really 9-to-5; it's part time. But I'm also a student. I'm working on my dissertation, and eventually I'll finish it. I still have like a year left.
Nice. I really hope you make it out to the Heroes Talk Labor Day Bash. By the way, you would not be the person making the furthest journey. We have one of our friends, Clayton from Texas, host of Bug Zapper Radio, flying from the southern fucking grundle tip of Texas.
Really?
And he's Atlantic ready to make Jersey. A wide wake of fire.
Let me tell you something. Look for the end of the destruction, and that's where he currently is. He's going to leave a fucking wake of depression and fucking destruction in Atlantic City, New Jersey. He's going to take the boardwalk down with his
that's
fucking
awesome.
Party.
He's going to melt it. He's going to melt the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Are we all going to play poker? I love poker. I just got into it, you know.
I'll play anything with anybody. I don't give a shit. I'm going to drink. I'm going to gamble. I'm going to eat. And then we're all going to cap it off by watching Louis C.K.'s show at Taj Mahal.
Well,
10:30.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this. I won a poker tournament like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I don't know. Nice. Like down at Foxwoods.
Very good.
Mark, have you been recognized for your appearance on the program?
Yeah, I have been, believe it or not. Not often, but I don't really get a chance to like leave my house as much as I'd like because I'm so broke. But
sorry,
the poker tournament helped out a bit.
Ken has a lot of money, by the way.
I don't actually, Frank. Actually, Frank, I think you have more than me.
Yeah.
And
I know you both. You both have more than me. So
let's face it this way: a fucking a homeless man with half a cup full of change, Steve. Doing better than you in your herb garden. God damn. It's going to be a great time, though. And I hope you do
but
consider
yeah, actually,
it.
The local girl at McDonald's recognized me. Every once in a while, I'll get someone to say, were you on American Idol? And I'll say, yeah, well, X Factor.
Yeah. That's good.
But it's rare. It's pretty rare.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's probably like the guy RJ from the first season of fucking American Idol. If you remember him, he was on there and he was a heavy favorite. And now he probably still says, "I'm RJ from American Idol." Whereas J. Mark Inman will say, "I'm J. Mark Inman, formerly of X Factor, currently of the amazing movie on YouTube that I'm producing."
You know, here's the thing: I actually kind of still have it in my mind, like in the back of my mind, that that I might even end up being one of the more respected people to come out of that year. And people, I think, will actually forget that I was ever on it at some point.
Yeah.
And I know there's like a lot of really great musicians and artists and filmmakers out there, but they eventually all rise to the top, doesn't matter how. I believe in myself that I could be part of that group, that crop, you know.
Do you still compare your life to the algorithm for Pi?
It's kind of weird and irrational in the sense that like there's just no way of really figuring out. I mean, you can figure out what the next number is, but it doesn't.
I like about this phone call, that. You know, I mean, I think we may have discussed this prior to, but when you first called up the first time, I guess you were a little wary.
Yeah.
Oh, is it wary?
Yeah,
it is.
Wary.
Oh. And so yeah, I guess you disguise your voice or whatever, but I'm glad to see that, you know, you realize that we're just, you know, a couple of idiots talking here, so I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's cool. I think it's awesome what you guys do. You keep it regular, and
but you did call me a fat fuck one time.
It's true.
Yeah, I did. You know, and that more to do with the fact that I thought that at that time in my mind, I thought you guys were like racist, and like there was like a lot of because you remember the episode before that? It was like all about Rick. Guy from Texas, the governor of Texas, and that
Rick Perry.
Place, yeah, Rick Perry, and he had that place Niggerhead. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember it. Incident. I don't remember.
But you guys had a whole episode about it. I didn't know that it had anything to do with Rick Perry.
Oh.
So when I heard it, I thought you guys were just like throwing the N word around all the time.
2 hours of the N word. That's it. That's all we do.
Pretty much.
Oh, we've done that.
So I had a completely different opinion of you at that moment until I went revisited that that episode, and I'm like, wait a second, they're talking about politics.
Yeah,
bitch ass, pussy ass, nigga.
We're sandwiching politics with tales of my feces and Frank's woes and Steve's drinking and lost potential. That's what we do. We talk about our lives and we fucking flail around. That's what we do for hours every Tuesday night.
Why is it always got to be my lost potential?
Because you had potential, Steve, and you're not fucking living up to it. Let's face it, you were not put on this earth to grow fucking pineapple mint, okay? You weren't.
But I love
pineapple mint's good.
It's fine.
I love growing it.
It's fine. You were not put on this earth to fucking
actually,
cultivate
like to
herbs.
Actually, I Steve the LARPer here. If I may ask Steve a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have a day job?
No.
Okay.
that's the short and sweet of it. Yeah, I used to manage a video game store. I did for 5 years. Our rent increased 300% from $5,000 to like $15,000. And no, it was like $3,000 to $5,000. Not that much. But
are
anyway,
there video game stores out there?
There are, but I don't want to work at a video game store. I've never had a career.
No, yeah, what do you want to do?
What are you? What is your dream, Steve? What is your dream?
Some kind of career, like some kind of science-oriented career. Like I've been looking at jobs. And
you want to be in the sciences?
Yeah, I would definitely love to be in a science field. Like,
do you know what it takes to be in the science?
You need to have like a bachelor of fucking arts and science.
Not necessarily. Whatever. It helps, but you have to exhibit some fucking proficiency with the goddamn sciences. You have to use them. You have to be excited by them.
Well, maybe
you have
could.
To apply them.
I could.
What kind of science are you interested in, Steve?
I like biology. I like astronomy. I like cosmology. I like physics. I like.
We want to put makeup on people.
Yeah, he wants to.
Yeah, I'm actually believe it or not, you probably wouldn't guess this, but I'm like a huge fan of physics.
I would guess it because I went on your other website.
No, I am a physics.
You went on my other website?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
So you're a physics nerd too.
What's that?
You're a fellow physics nerd.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I studied a lot of like quantum information stuff, because I kind of like working with like algorithms, like I actually finished a paper on the P versus NP problem, and like no one can read it, so I'm having trouble like finding people.
No one can read it. That's
well, the people that understand it, I don't know, and they're just not reviewing it. They just won't read it. So I don't know if that's good or bad. And then, except for one guy, believe it or not, this one guy who's a IAS guy from Princeton, and he's been looking at it. He's actually been working with on me a little bit, just kind of like giving me some advice.
So you wrote a paper. You think it's good, right? Like, you think it's finished? Complete?
I have to do a couple more things. There's a ring. It's mostly mathematics, so there's, like, a ring, and I have to basically define the multiplication a little bit more concisely, and then from there...
All right, what's the impact on society that this could have?
Well... If part of my paper is right, and I'm not, and actually I have to double check that part of it. I know.
Just saying it is.
One part
right.
of it
That's
I'm
right.
pretty sure about.
Let's
and
say
then
it's
the
right.
second part. What's that?
We'll just say it's right for sake of argument.
Yeah, okay. If it's right, then you'd be able to. You wouldn't have any encryption on your computer because I could break it.
Okay.
Like really fast.
Wow.
So
okay.
there would be there would be no web security.
So that's what your video is on. It's on basically. Didn't Linus Torvald try to do something like this?
He might have worked on it. No one's actually done it. People have claimed to do it.
Like a set of programming for everything, basically. That you could reverse hack anything.
It's basically, the P versus NP problem is essentially if you have a, if you have a, an algorithm that takes a long time, but it takes a short time to check it, you can now do that in about the same amount of time as it took to check it. So that's the simple and as untechnical as I can explain it, I guess.
And in your off time, you like to do music?
No, I'd much rather be a musician for my living. I think that math is what I do in my off time.
Well, I gotta say, I don't know what was just said for the last 5 minutes. I just want to point that out. You guys have passions. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna say. What do you honestly say, Frank?
I'm sitting here.
Where is Frank? I need to speak
to Frank. Frank's gone, isn't he?
Yes. I don't know what's going on.
I now know what it's like to be you. And I think
you know what it's, you know, see? Now you know what it's
this
like.
This is exactly what it's like. I just fucking zoned off. I think I imagined a scene where there were some kind of happy animals leaping about. I think Shawnee Murphy showed me a video of a goat doing kickflips off of other goats.
It's a fucking goat. Butter something?
Yeah, and I was thinking about that the entire time you guys were talking about encryption.
That is awesome. The thing is, I can relate to the physics, and I can also relate to the ninja goat that was like 3 months old, like fucking hurtling every other goat.
Frank, did you see this video? Because you have an affinity for goats.
Dude, what's fucking hilarious.
There's a video of a goat jumping and being happy, and I can only hope that eventually he was turned into a Jamaican dish.
Fuck you, black goat. I'm going to fucking jump on you and kickflip you in the spine.
Well, anyway, J. Mark Inman, I really hope to see you September 1st, Atlantic City, New Jersey.
That would be awesome.
Go on the Facebook page, facebook.com/hearustalk, and that goes out to all of you.
Don't be disappointed if I don't go, but like, be surprised if I'm there, and be, you know.
Certainly.
You know, that's awesome what you just said there.
Yeah.
I think you just coined that phrase. Don't be disappointed if I don't come, but be surprised if I do. I got to give you a clap of the hand for that. I never heard that phrase.
I said that.
Before.
I said that. That was my whole fucking.
J-Mark Inman on that
phrase. Shut up. I said that many times.
I never heard you say that ever. Mm.
Frank, yeah, and you know what? You gave me shit for. You're like, you know, dude, you don't hang out. You should be surprised if I show up. That's what I fucking said. Forever.
Yeah, but it wasn't as concise.
All right, we're going to go to Louis C.K. show, and then you're all going to fucking punch each other once in the face and see who's still standing.
I would love to punch Frank right square in the fucking forehead. Just in the forehead. I know it won't hurt him too much.
In my putty scalp?
Yeah. I'd love to leave.
No, you can punch him in the stomach, but not the forehead, man.
No, Frank. I want to punch Frank, right in his fucking comic strip absorbing putty scalp. Right? And just leave my fucking knuckle print in there for his family to see. And they'll say, what happened to your forehead? You're like, well, I finally got what I had coming to me.
Hey, Frank, are you feeling better after that car accident?
Yeah, I'm okay. I appreciate it. Thank you for your kind sentiment. I appreciate it.
What hurt more, the car accident or the fact that your friends abandoned you?
What friends?
Me.
When did you abandon me?
I didn't call you for 4 days, so apparently I abandoned you.
Oh, and you became very sore over it. What's worse is now I have a fucking car payment where I didn't have a car payment before. That's the worst of all.
Yeah,
I got pulled over for speeding yesterday. Fuck.
What were you doing, speeding?
You know, if I decide to take it to, like, argue it in court, the officer wasn't directly behind me until I was below the speed limit at that moment.
Did you tell him that you were on X Factor?
Yeah, you should do that.
I didn't. Maybe I should have.
And if he says what, just say The Voice. And if he says I don't know what you're talking about, just say American Idol. And if he has no idea, just say Star Search. Just boil it down as far back as you can go.
He seemed like a nice guy. You know, he saw that I was a little nervous. He's like, don't worry, I'm not going to shoot you.
Wow.
At that point, I should have said, oh, good, I'm free to go. But I didn't.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? You are a worker of magic and a weaver of mystery, J. Mark Inman. Thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it, buddy. I hope to see you.
I'll call in again some other time. And thanks for letting me on.
Anytime.
You're always welcome.
How about that?
I'll try to get you on September 1st-ish.
I hope so. I'll be surprised if you're there, though. Thank you very much. See ya.
Peace.
What a nice guy. What a nice guy. A class act, J. Mark Inman.
He is.
Speaking of class acts, Frank and Steve, everybody who's been using the heroestalk.com/Amazon link, absolutely class acts. They've been buying themselves things that they enjoy and getting them shipped right to themselves.
Why would you not?
Here's the thing. They earned their money, right, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
And they spent it on themselves. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Nothing better.
They're not donating it. They're not being prompted for a fucking gimme, gimme, gimme link or a PayPal email address. No, they're being encouraged to spend their hard-earned money on themselves. So go to,
or even worse, Kickstarter.
Oh, fuck Kickstarter. I'm still waiting for my fucking barbecue sauce, Cripple Creek. You know what? Keep it. Because I know it's going to have cum in it at this point. When your dreams fizzle and you owe people barbecue sauce, you make sure ingredient 2 is a healthy dose of chunky cum. So I don't want your barbecue sauce. I don't want you to go to Kickstarter. I don't want you to go to PayPal. I want you to go to heroestalk.com/Amazon and buy something for yourself. Use it and enjoy everything you get. That's heroestalk.com/Amazon. Buy something cool. Buy an iPad, sit on your couch, and smile, knowing that you could have spent it on somebody else, but you fucking didn't. Because you are you, and you earned that fucking money. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Frank, I hope you get over your problems.
So do I.
Are you going to be going to the hospital anytime soon, knowing that there may be painkillers in there that could give you hepatitis?
No, I have enough painkillers.
Steve, did you happen to watch True Blood?
I watched it. I liked it.
I made a fool out of myself last week, nearing the point of abandoning the show.
I don't know why.
Because it was fucking bullshit. I don't give a fuck about the fire monster.
You were mad about Bush.
What?
You were mad about
oh yeah, you mean the little fucking the painted on pubes, this
yeah.
fucking supposed person that rose out of fucking.
All right,
blood.
All I know is if you're complaining about the pubes on a naked chick,
because they weren't real, they were fucking bad. No, because they were pulling the pubes over our eyes. It was some kind of like a fucking strapless panty, like a headband for a cunt that they used.
It was
as a prop. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
It's a Merkin.
Yeah. And it was not good. But this week was a little bit better. I just don't know what the fuck is going on with shifters. And I have no idea what happened to the redneck gang. Do you know what I'm talking about, Steve? The two shifters were shot a couple episodes back.
Yeah, right in the heart.
Right in the fucking chest. And one of them is in critical condition now, and the other one is getting into fucking goddamn cowboy wrangling fist fights with crossbows and fucking jump kicks. He is completely fine. The other one can barely walk. And they were shot in the same place at the same fucking time.
Sam's rolling around on the ground. Six guys. Bad diet.
Yeah, bad diet. Footprint. Yeah, all of a sudden now they introduce the idea that shifters can smell diets on people. So as to say, if a shifter went into Frank's house, they would smell no-dos and ruffle chips.
No-dos.
Frank, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Are you a Ruffles or regular chip guy?
I like the Ruffles because they're usually – I like a raw chip. I don't like the burnt Wise chips because sometimes my farts smell like Wise potato chips, so it reminds me of them. But I like a raw.
Is that even bad?
Yeah. Why is chips? If I can get my excrement and my the gas that I expelled to smell like a snack people pay for, I think I'd be in a good spot.
Like, what the hell are you eating, Frank?
I don't know. I prefer a raw chip.
What do you mean a raw chip? What are you talking about a raw chip?
I don't like
a raw chip is a potato slice.
I like a raw chip.
I have no idea. Steve, do you know what he's saying?
I don't like a burnt dark chip.
Describe it without saying raw.
Frank, what do you think raw means? Define raw.
A light chip.
Raw means uncooked.
Right.
You can't use fucking raw.
A light chip.
A light chip. So you like it where it's not burnt.
Raw as in light?
Yeah.
Light.
What?
You have no vocabulary, you know that, right, Frank?
I like a light.
I remember when I spoke to your mother; she said how good of a writer you were. You used to write things to people. You had good vocabulary. Now you just have no fucking word.
I've become stupid over the years. I have no. I'm not going to deny that.
Don't you feel shameful about that?
No, because it's what God gave me. It was
God gave you stupidity. That fucking.
It is
a slow burn of stupidity.
God gave me it. I mean, God must have a plan for me.
Oh, yeah. Is that where you're at now, Frank?
Well, listen, I've become dumb in my old age. I'm 42 years of age. Does it bother you when people say they're 42 years young?
Yeah, I hate that.
Any year as young is retarded.
Yeah, but nobody says that anymore. That's just something that is said that people say when they're saying how much they hate that people have said it. You see what I say?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Fucking jerk off. Anyway, so you're just basically chalking up your ignorance and fading skills to a work of God.
Right. I mean,
the fact that you're unable to practice or keep up any mental edge is the hand of a deity.
It's God's work.
Yeah. Good. Usually people say that about, you know, good things, like
no,
God-given
gifts.
Usually they
say that about murdering people. Well, God was talking to me, and he said, my baby and the 3-year-old and the 5-year-old and the 2-year-old.
They do say that, and the victims say it was a very mysterious. The Lord works in mysterious ways. But Frank is just saying, this is God's work. It's not God being mysterious. God legitimately wants me to fucking be a dope at 40.
Right.
How old are you? 42?
42 of years
young.
Oh, my
God. Whoa, yeah, Lordy.
Mario. I'm 42 years of age.
Yeah.
I was there for 40. I remember that. I actually saw that live.
Jackie Robinson's number, Frank.
42. That's right. Retired. All of baseball.
Yep.
All right.
What's that mean? What does that mean, that you did that?
Steve. No, I'm just saying, all right. You're saying Jackie Robinson on it. I says, all right.
Do you know who that is?
He was a baseball player, wasn't he?
Yeah, do you know what he did?
Does he have any significance to you?
Was he the first African-American baseball player to play in the regular leagues as opposed to the Negro leagues?
Are you asking us or are you telling us?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yes.
He was. Died at 53, by the way.
That's quite young.
That is quite young. You're going to get into your 50s, Frank, and you're going to say, oh, my God, Babe Ruth. I outlived Babe Ruth.
Frank, I have a question for you. I'm going to be turning 33 soon.
My God.
Yeah, new style, turn 32. I'm turning 33. You're going on 43.
By the way, it's a September birthday, so you can bring your gifts to Frank. You can bring your gift for Steve at the Heroes Talk Labor Day event.
I will bring no gifts.
Will you bring yourself? Right. Are you going to go?
I don't know at this point.
Really? Disappointing.
But hold on, we expect it.
Continue.
What is that supposed to mean, expected?
We expect it.
expect what?
Yeah.
That you have no idea if you're going to be there or not.
Right.
We expect that.
Right. Yeah. Do you think that each successive year of your life goes faster than the last?
Of course.
100%.
So do you think like 1992 was
I graduated
faster?
College in 1992.
Oh, my God.
You had the world by the balls, didn't you? Just so ready.
So 1992 to 2002 was not as fast as 2002 to 2012.
Correct. That's my philosophy. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, but how much faster was that for you being a 43-year-old, 42-year-old? Sorry.
Well, let's put it this way. I was 32 years of age in 2002. All right, 2002 was when my middle daughter was born, and it was a year before I bought my toupee.
Oh, Christ. You just wanted any sort of youth you could have.
So you're saying the last 10 years are faster than the 10 years before?
Yes.
That?
Yes.
32 to 42 flew, huh?
20. Oh, fucking. Well, the 22 to 32 fly or not really?
Yeah.
For me, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So you say even faster for 32 to 42.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Wow. Because you just get further into the rut?
That scares me. Like a decade? Like, I think the decade from now to 2002 was fucking fast for me.
Yeah. I'm 32. I think at the end of my grandmother's life, she was like 92, 93. And a day was probably like a fucking minute. just ticking by.
Like, oh, where's the sun right now?
Like when they show you time progressing in old movies, it would just be like days being ripped off of a calendar. It just like constantly.
Like when that's what happens when you hit like 87.
Yeah.
Like the sun just goes, and you're just watching the sun, and your eyes are going up and down.
Well, I'll tell you this: 351 episodes have flown by. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank J. Mark Inman for calling in. And I want to invite everybody to the Heroes Talk Labor Day event, September 1st, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Hear Us Talk on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/HearUsTalk. The details will be there. We're going. We're all hanging out. We're drinking. We're eating. Having a good goddamn time. We'll actually be carrying on.
Carrying on.
Thank you for listening. Download everything we've ever done. DJNewStyleShow.com. Don't forget, Hear Us Talk has live programming tomorrow night. Bug Zapper Radio. Go to HearUsTalk.com/live to chat and hear the show as it happens. Tune into Best in Show Radio, the older episodes, because I don't know when the new ones are coming out. I hope sometime. Is this a futile exercise? Hoping? You know what?
Praying.
I'm going to expect... Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to apply J. Mark Inman's logic, and I'm going to expect that there won't be new episodes, but be surprised if there are for Best in Show Radio. But I don't have to have that logic for Geeks of Rage. It's geeksofrageshow.com. Check out their new shit. It's the Heroes Talk Network. Entertaining talk radio broadcast on the goddamn internet. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say? Okay, thank you. Have a good week.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hot shot! Hot shot! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!